Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the Coast to Coast Radio Show. I'm your host, Ron Fitch, and today it is all about March Madness. And there's a lot of great games. I thought the selection committee did a pretty good job. They gave North Carolina a really tough way to go, and they just had won the ACC tournament. But I want to talk about Monmouth College, a team that's close by, not too far from where I live, in New Jersey. They really got hosed. You put Tulsa in, who got beat by 22 in their tournament, and you take out Monmouth, who did lose in their tournament, but won 13 road games in neutral sites of road games, and 7 road games, and played a really tough schedule, being Notre Dame, Georgetown, UCLA. They were down. UCLA and Georgetown was down, but not at the time. They beat them during the season, and then Monmouth. And then I heard the committee president talk and say, well, we looked at their schedule and their losses compared to Tulsa. Tulsa plays tougher teams. Come on, genius. They play tougher teams. Monmouth is going to lose a couple of games in their conference because it's rivals. You got to factor that in. I mean, if you just don't want teams like Monmouth in, just say it. Well, we didn't really kind of want Monmouth in. We want teams that are more known in, even if they don't have as good a resume as Monmouth. Tell the truth. Because every year, just like Calipari said in an interview, every year is something different. There's always a different criteria. And you're just fast and loose with your rules and your criteria to how when the committee comes together. Every other scenario I thought was cool. They really gave Carolina a tough way to go. Really, really, really tough. And I'll start with that region, the East region, and then I go to the Midwest. I mean the South, and then the West, and then the Midwest. The East region, North Carolina got a tough way to go. If they make the Final Four, they're going to earn it. And I've been a critical. I've always kind of admired Roy Williams and I'm not a hater of Carolina. I actually root for them. When I go home and watch games, I root for them because I like their style. But at times, they can be a little on the soft side. But this year, the last couple of games, they were tough. They were tough against a tough Virginia team and how Marcus Page did a good job on Virginia's best guard, Malcolm Brogdon. And he's a handful to deal with because he's strong and quick and can shoot. Page did a terrific job. Johnson's coming along. I like the way they're playing. They're bigs. They have good bigs, and they didn't shoot it well, but now they're shooting it well with Barry, the second, shooting the ball well. Their two guard. Problem is, if I'm North Carolina, I'm rooting for USC because USC plays Providence the 8-9 game, and if Providence wins with Chris Dunn and Ben Bentle and Cartwright at the guard, they're going to be a handful. They just came up a little short against Villanova in the tournament, but Big East tournament, but that's going to be a nightmare for North Carolina to play. That's a game I could see Providence winning. I'm going to pick Carolina, but with not a lot of confidence. Then in that same bracket, in Indiana, I would think would be Chattanooga. Kentucky, who won their SEC tournament, playing Stony Brook. Watch out. Stony Brook has a star player from from not too far from me named Jamal Warney, and he is a real deal. He's a big, strong kid who's very polished in the post and could give the inconsistent bigs of Kentucky trouble. But Kentucky will survive, but they're gonna be in a dogfight, I think, in that game. People are going to be surprised how good Stony Brook could be. And Kentucky plays Indiana. Great matchup. They took each other off the schedule, but now they have to play each other. Oh, boy. I'll go with Kentucky because I think Isaiah Briscoe is going to be that third guy that's going to help Euless and Murray. Poitras is still dealing with his knee issues from last year's ACL tear, so he's still trying to develop. He might be another year away from being a good player. I guess he's going to go to the NBA. So he's done with that. The rest of the team is inconsistent, but they're so talented that I got to figure they'll get in. Then Carolina will have to go to Kentucky. And Kentucky is always a tough out in this part of the round. And then you beat Carolina. I'm going to pick Carolina to sweep by Kentucky. Oh, man. I don't have the most confidence in Carolina, but I just think of their talent, they're going to get to the Final Eight. And then on the other side, Xavier wins against Weber State, which could be a little tricky. I got Trust and Miles Davis and those senior guards. Wisconsin will beat Pittsburgh. I'm not allowed to Pittsburgh at all this year. Xavier beats Wisconsin because Wisconsin doesn't have the experience they had last year. Notre Dame will lose to Michigan. I got Michigan beating Tulsa, which shouldn't be there. And then I have Michigan beating Indiana. And then I have West Virginia pushing and shoving Michigan around with their strong interior and those strong, stocky guards that they got, senior guards who are tough and they press all night. I think they're going to whoop up on Stephen F. Austin because he's going to press you. Huggins presses you all night, all day. And it's the one team that I know that just presses you no matter what. If you beat it, they're going to keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. Eventually that wears you down. I think that's going to happen with Steve F. Austin and Michigan. And then they're going to beat Xavier. They're going to wear down as good as Xavier guards are. West Virginia guards are tough-minded. Huggy Bear is starting to win now in the tournament. He used to come up a little short with Cincinnati and early in the rounds in West Virginia. Now they're starting to win. And I think they're going to get to the Elite Eight, and they're going to play Carolina, and they definitely could beat Carolina. Carolina's Achilles heel at times has been they could be pushed around on the offensive glass as big as they are. I saw Notre Dame completely punk them and beat them up on the glass and just terrorize them on the offensive glass. And West Virginia has Delvin Williams, who's as strong as he's a modern day Charles Oakley, who the pro scouts, even though he doesn't have a great outshot side, the pro scouts are probably going to look at him because he's that strong and tough inside. He wears those goggles. It looks menacing. And that's going to be problematic for Carolina with Pace and those guys trying to score with Johnson scoring inside, outside. Johnson could score inside, outside. That's what I love about his game. Hicks is a tough scorer in the interior for Carolina. I like Carolina to squeak by. They're going to be in survival mode. I have a barely beating Providence, barely beating Kentucky, and barely beating West Virginia. Any of those teams could go to Final Four. Kentucky, West Virginia, Providence could make a run from the ninth seed. So if any of those teams get to Final Four, it doesn't surprise me. I'm going to be on the safe side and take Carolina, but not a lot of confidence. But I'm going to put them in the Final Four. Now, we go to the South, where there's the team I picked to win it all in Kansas. Kansas is going to play, if I'm Kansas, I'm rooting for Colorado in the 8-9 game against Connecticut. Because Connecticut, I believe Kansas could go past every team. This is going to be their toughest game the next game after they win their first when they beat up the Austin Peay. They beat Connecticut, and the problem with Connecticut is they're one of the best, and I mean the best tournament team. They had that miracle shot, three-pointer that sent the game into overtime, and they kept them alive in the brackets in the quarterfinals, won the semis, won the finals of their tournament, and they're humming. And they have a certain swagger about them, so they're not going to be scared of Kansas. That comes from Jim Calhoun, and now it's passed on to Kevin Ollie. And they have this belief that they don't care where the game is. They're going to find a way to win. And then Amita Brima, their center, he blocks everything inside. He's a tough big inside. And you got Sterling Gibbs as a solid guard, a senior guard. Jalen Adams, Rodney Purvis, Daniel Hamilton, who's been big time. So they got the guards to go. But I just think it might be Kansas' time to get this done. So I'm going to have Kansas squeaking by Connecticut. At Maryland, and they're going to win. And Cal, I like Maryland over Cal, but I'm not real confident. First of all, I got to think that Cal's going to have trouble with Hawaii, who's a pressing team. If those young star guards, because they have a very young team, Cal, if they could get by Hawaii, they could get Maryland in trouble. Cal could get to Kansas and Sweet 15, but I'm going to be safe and go with Maryland. They have Kansas mopping the floor with Maryland in the next round. Arizona, I got Miami. Miami's been solid. They're going to beat Arizona. And then they're going to beat – see, this is the toughest side, this Brooklyn side. Iowa, Temple, and Villanova could all advance to Sweet 15. I'm going to go with Villanova. But they're habitually been knocked out of the first and second round. I got them playing Temple. I got them getting by Temple. In an all-Philadelphia matchup in Brooklyn, that's got to be fun. I have a reporter, Jeremy Schneider, who's going to be there, so I'm going to try to get quotes set up for on my next show. And then in I have Kansas winning that bracket. And then in the West, I'm going to go with I got Oregon winning, and then I have St. Joe's beating Cincinnati. Cincinnati is a very talented team, strong, but they are stupid. Very, very dumb team. It's hard to say that. It's almost mean to say that about kids. They are a very dumb basketball team, a lot of talent. Their point guard is big time. But against UConn, they celebrate after they hit a shot, and there's still time on the clock, and they never defended the guy who hit a 68-footer to win the game and basically give them this lower seed that they deserve, and they're going to lose. They're going to be home early. And St. Joe's with DeAndre Bembry, who had 40 points in their final game in their tournament, he's big time. He's going to take care of Cincinnati, but that's not enough to beat an athletic and talented Oregon team. Baylor is, woo, wow, Baylor impressed me. But they could be a little raggedy in their half-court offense, but they are athletic. I got them winning against Yale, who will put up a fight because they got a guy by the name of Justin Sears who's big time. He's a big-time center, so he's going to keep them in the game. I got Baylor beating Duke. I don't have a lot of confidence because Duke could, with Ingram and their guards, that they could be a pain in the neck, even though they don't have a lot of size. But I'm going to go with Baylor's size to overwhelm Duke. And then I got, I love Shaka Smart, but this is they gave him a bad draw. I got Northern Iowa upset Texas. And then I got Texas A&M whooping up on Northern Iowa. And then I got Oklahoma beating Oregon State. I got Oklahoma beating Texas A&M, which will be a tough game because Texas has a couple of bigs that are good. They got a fantastic guard who had an outstanding game against Kentucky if they ain't a loss. I am going with Oklahoma, and I'm going with Oklahoma to beat Oregon. I'm going to trust Buddy Hield and Cousins. And Spangler's playing better in the interior because I didn't like how he played earlier. Because I've watched the Big 12 all year long. But I'm gonna go with the fact that Spangler's going to have a good tournament. Cousins is going to be Cousins, and you know Buddy Hield could possibly be the player of the year. Against a really good Oregon team out where Oregon plays in Anaheim, which will be difficult because there will be a lot of Oregon fans. But I'm going to have Oklahoma squeaking by Oregon. Oregon could go to the Final Four. This is me just because the teams are so competitive and so close together. You'll have a great team. I don't want to say you're guessing, but you're just projecting how you're going by sense of feel, really. Every expert is really guessing who we forward because any of 16 teams could win all this year or go to Final Four. But you're just going, I'm going to ride the senior guard at Buddy Hield. He's not going to want to go home no time soon. So you'll have Kansas versus Oklahoma in a rematch. Twice Oklahoma lost to them. They're going to lose to them a third time. They're going to have UNC versus Michigan State is going to beat Dayton and Seton Hall and Gonzaga. That scares me. Oh, I'm going to pick the Hall. Watch out for Welcher and Gonzaga and Sabonis. they're going to be an underdog and they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. But I'm going to go with the Hall, Utah beating the Hall, and Utah losing to Michigan State. Purdue, too big for Arkansas Little Rock, too big for Arizona. It could be Iona or Iowa State. I'm going to go with Iowa State, the senior leadership. But I'm going to go with Purdue, too big for Iowa State, and Virginia and Purdue. Virginia, see, Virginia's got the guards, and they got, but the slowdown style worries me. Malcolm Brogdon and Landon Parentes. You better go out and guard Landon Parentes. He's almost as good. But I just think that Purdue's going to push them around and figure out a way how to beat Virginia. They're going to upset Virginia. I got Purdue versus Michigan State. I got Michigan State going to the Final Four because of Valentine, and those guys are really, really playing good. They won their tournament, the Big Ten tournament, which wasn't easy. So I have UNC versus Michigan State. I got North Carolina beat Michigan State again. North Carolina, in my lifetime, I've never seen them lose to Michigan State. Michigan State's capable of beating Carolina this year because of their size. But I got Carolina. I'm really rolling the dice with Carolina. I got them losing to Kansas. I think Kansas is a little too much man for Carolina. I think that's where they finally, at times, they give up offensive rebounds. I think in that game that they might get exposed. Sheldon and Mason, those guys. And they seem to always beat up on Carolina. Bill Self is going to beat Roy Williams. And unfortunately, Williams is going to have to see his former team cut down the net. And I got Kansas winning it all against North Carolina. But there, I have sleeper teams. Prime is my sleeper team because of how good Chris Dunn is. Chris Dunn's going to be an NBA star because he's got long arms. He's got quickness. He could shoot it pretty good, but he'll be a better shooter in the NBA. Very good defensive player. Very, very nice instinct. Good feel for the game. Ben Bentel, really. He woke me up when he had 40 in their tournament game. And he could shoot. He could put on the floor pretty good. He's a really good, strong player underneath the basket. And he's unique. He's got a bit of a Draymond Green, maybe even better potentially. They're my sleeper team. Michigan's my sleeper team to make a run. I like the way Beeline's got those guys playing. And they do play well in the tournament. I'm going with teams like Trust that I've seen have a nice little resume in the tournament. And teams that don't, I got to back away from it. Even if San Francisco Villanova goes to the Final Four, okay. I was wrong. I just can't. I've trusted them the last few years, and they've let me down. I got to just back away and pick another team. And if they make the run, okay, they finally did it. Because I know Jay Wright. There's no way in the world Jay Wright wants to lose to Temple if Temple wins. Provide Temple beats Iowa, and Iowa could beat Temple. I like that. They have a nice style of play. They just lost their way for a while. And they're not really playing well at the right time. And, let's see what Nova could do. Could they come out of Brooklyn and get to the Sweet 16? After that, if they lose, all right, well, that's gravy then. If they lose to Miami, say, for instance, that would be different. But I do have Nova losing to Miami, and I have Miami playing Kansas. And getting beat up by Kansas. I think Kansas beats everybody up in their bracket except Connecticut. They're going to – that could almost even be an overtime game. They're going to be fighting for their lives against Connecticut. Connecticut, after that three-point long 6-8-foot shot to send them to a fourth overtime against Cincinnati, they have a belief that they're not losing. So Kansas is going to have to come out there and strip it. They can't fall behind. They can fall behind against – Colorado, they can fall behind against Maryland and come back and beat them. I don't know if I'm going to fall behind against Connecticut. The way Connecticut is, they just have a belief that they are going to go to the Final Four now that they're in it, and they're going to be a big problem because they got a big that can protect the rim. They got shooters all around. They got guys, and this is always a Connecticut trait. They got guys who can penetrate, and that's the beauty. I mean, that is the beauty of Connecticut. They have guys that can penetrate and shoot the three, so they're difficult to guard. They're always got a good position in their half-court offense. So that would be a team, if I'm Bill Self, I'm worried about. And let's face it, Kansas hasn't had the best history in the world in the tournament. They've been knocked out by Wichita State. They've been knocked out by VCU. Bill Self has had some tough losses. That was just that national championship that John Calipari handed to him. So that's, if I'm Kansas, I think Kansas are going to win all because they just like the best team all year, just the most consistent. And they walked on the road and beat teams. They went on the road and won Oklahoma, went in a tough Texas and destroyed the Longhorns. That really woke me up. Their guard play is solid. Their bigs are good with Perry Ellis and Lucas. Perry Ellis is a senior. He seems like he's been there forever, but he's solid. And Wayne Sheldon is spectacular. He could be great if his shot is on, and he's athletic. And then Mason is just a hard-nosed guard that you can't get around. He covers. He guards other teams' point guards like his life is dependent on it. And I saw your buddy here all types of trouble against Oklahoma. And they have good depth. So I like Kansas to take it all. Now, in my upcoming shows, I was working on getting Kenny Anderson, but I know he's flying out. Last week we had technical difficulties, so I'm going to try to get him and put him on the show. And I'm going to talk to my reporter, Jeremy Schneider, to try to get quotes from the Barclays, where he's covering the first round of the NCAA tournament. So it should be a really fun tournament. I would have done with my picks. It's so tricky. This tournament is so tricky. Team like Austin T can win. I wouldn't be surprised if a 16 be the one in this tournament. I wouldn't be surprised if none of the number one seeds made it. And it's just that kind of tournament. Game of the potential best game of the tournament is Kansas and Connecticut. If they end up playing, that's going to be a game you don't want to take your eyes off. And another potential game would be Kentucky and actually Providence and Carolina with Dunn and versus Page. And Ben Bentel going against Johnson on the inside and Hicks. Those are potentially some really good matchups. Indiana-Kentucky could be good. You know, Yogi Ferrell is a big-time senior guard for Indiana. So we'll see. I'll be looking forward to talking with you Friday. I'm looking to do a Friday show with NCAA tournament guests.